It's late, but my mom and I are out of sugar, and she really needs some to make some chocolate chip cookies. My favorite chocolate chip cookies, and she told me to come ask the neighbor for some. Please? I hate to be a bother, but these are my favorite chocolate chip cookies. Oh, yes, I have my measuring cup right here. I need 2 cups of sugar, please. May I come inside? Thank you. That is delectable. Oh, you're awake. How peculiar. You should still be unconscious. You've lost quite a bit of blood already. Shush, child. If you start screaming, I'll have to make you regret it. And afterwards, I would have to find somewhere else to live. Do you know how difficult it is acquiring a home when you look like this? If you must speak, do so quietly, please. Why haven't you got any clothes on? Really? I should think that reason would be quite apparent. Feeding can get quite messy, and I'd rather not have to clean my clothes as well. And it'll get messier still if you misbehave. Just a little girl? Oh, darling, I haven't been a little girl for a long, long time. You shouldn't have invited me in. What happens to you now? Well, ordinarily, you shouldn't have even woken up. That you did is most concerning. I'm not in the habit of letting my meals remember anything. Do remember that you're to be quiet, please. I could still be convinced to let you live. After all, I quite like this place and would much prefer not to... Are you hard right now? My, you are! This young little body is actually arousing to you. How salacious. And after losing so much blood, too. Oh, there, don't look so ashamed. I'm older than you could possibly imagine. Do you want me, child? Would you like to caress my petite little tits? Indulge in my perfect youthful body? Do you want to fuck my tight little pussy? I suppose I have my answer. Let's see how the rest of you taste. Off with your clothes now. I'm ready for my second course. Are you sure you're not light in the head, child? Your blood is in me, on me, and you've a hard cock on top of that. Oh well. Time for a taste. Worry not, my dear. I've had my fill of blood for now. I'll not nibble. Yet. A delectable appetizer. But I've yet another thirst to slake. Are you ready, my darling? Do you want to put your cock into my pretty little cunt? Sweet child, don't fret about hurting me. This body may be forever young, but after the first century or two, one's definition of pain changes somewhat. Hush now, little one. Lie back and let me do the work. It's been years since I've had a proper fuck. Not everyone is willing to lie with someone of my apparent age. Not in this century, anyhow. And one must be discreet about such things. You know, I'm pretty sure the sight of my pretty little body covered with your blood is turning you on even more. Imagine a little girl with your own blood all over her, riding your cock, and not only are you enjoying it, but you can't take your eyes off her cute flat chest. I may just have to keep you as a darling little pet. Come now, child. Feel my tight little cunt. Please. Come. My. I think I needed that. My little one, you might just be the best meal I've had in quite some time. What happens now? Do not worry. I think I'll keep you. Would you like that, my pet? You can fuck your cute little vampire neighbor again, and again, and again. Of course, I'll require your assistance from time to time. You'd be surprised how difficult it is for a little girl to get certain tasks done in the modern world without an adult accompanying them. And I've been so dearly longing to try out those so-called amusement parks with their roller coasters. But they won't let me in alone. Perhaps one day, if you're dedicated to your service, you can share in my gift. Imagine eternal youth and an eternally young girl to fuck. You're not intimidated by older women, are you, pet? Rest now, child. I'll see you soon.